We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
All right, here I am again. It's Aaron with Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM and, yes, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. Yeah, I hope you're all enjoying yourselves on this Labor Day long weekend in August, early September, late August, early September. Yeah, thanks to the labor movement, they brought you the weekend, and they brought you the extra long weekend too. Thank labor. Thank people that fought. Yeah. Okay, anyways, start off with two tracks going back to the 70s. The Albertos Y Lost Trios Paranoias from an early 7-inch on Stiff Records, track called Kill. And then we heard a track from 1979 from Punishment of Luxury from a B-side off a 7-inch of theirs going back to 1979. It's called Secrets, and both these tracks were done by a band called Chaos UK, an act from Bristol, England, and it was featured on a late 80s record called the Chipping Sodbury Bonfire Tapes. And I didn't know until recently, a few years back, probably about a good decade ago, I found out that the song Kill wasn't their song, but an Albertos Y Lost Trios Paranoia song. But not until a few days ago, Brain Bomb. I didn't realize that was, in fact, by Punishment of Luxury. So yeah, there you go. Can't deny the early 70s punk rock. And yeah, so getting into the fall, I'm going to take you into a kind of gloomy set of death rock type stuff, and going to play you the band that is probably coined the term, or were originally coined with the term. The band is Rudimentary Peni, and this is a track called One Quarter Dead on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
From the ghost is like you. Running and fetching and fetching and running. She was told this was what she should do. Wrenching her eyes on the east side of hell, with garden and wonderful view of kids playing war in the street. After school, who had thought this was what they should do? Watching the TV till Harvey comes on, unable to on 2 feet. Black and white pictures of policemen with sticks smashing fuck out of kids on the street.
Carried on another parasite's back, the living monotony of a stagnant existence, a future which holds your utter futility in such low reference, the skeletal claws of fate scratch wounds into your eyes, tears fall as the story reenacts its closing stages, a scream from the beginning charity, hope, restoration, in the passing stages of life, childhood meant nothing, conditioning my thoughts to him. In the shadow of the cross we stand defiant. Though his mighty hand hammers on my spirit will never be restrained. We all stand alone, but shadows always cease. The shadows they cast fall on us all, until we learn that the hymn is only sung by the charred bleeding throats of the dead. The glories of war, the never-ending destiny of fate. Books with empty meanings, pages written in blood. Inscriptions of the testimony of mental slavery. Scarred for life in your own sorry black funeral. Another subject under the claws of hate for him. Childhood meant nothing, conditioning my thoughts to him. Until we learn that the hymn is only sung by the charred and bleeding throats of the dead. The glories of war, the never-ending destiny of fate. Books with empty meanings, pages written in blood. Inscriptions of the testimony of mental slavery. scared for life in your own sorry black funeral. Childhood meant nothing. Cross, we stand defiant.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
This is Brian with Hellshock, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Party on, Vancouver.
All right, in that last set, we heard start things all off with, where did we start? Rudimentary Peni, classic dark goth anarcho-punk from 1983, A Quarter Dead from the Death Church release on Corpus Christi Records. Yeah, and then we followed with The Mob. And this is from a recent CD which came out on Overground Records of unearthed material, demos and live recordings. Yeah, The Mob played here a while back. The Mob from England, a band that was pretty prevalent in the early to mid-80s and has gotten back together a few years back and have come to this city a few times. And we heard a track called Raised in a Prison. And we followed with an act called Part One. It's from a release called Pictures of Pain, which came out on Pusmort Records in 1985. Yeah, apparently this one didn't sell so well back in the day. Pusmort Records, they put out a lot of like thrash and stuff like that. But this is a more kind of dark post-punk type sound record. But yeah, the artwork was done by Nick Blanco, so a lot of people probably bought it because of that. Well, the back artwork anyways. And I don't know, maybe it wasn't what they expected. But yeah, good release. And we followed with the Smart Pills off the Open Mind Surgery LP. And Open Mind Surgery, it's a compilation, came out in the, I think about 1987 on Blurred Records out of the UK. And yeah, the name of the song we heard was called Life Cycle. And yeah, they put out one record, which was called No Good, No Evil. It's a really good album, and yeah, I'm guessing they're from Bristol or from Bath because they thank bands like Amoebics and Disorder on the thanks list, and yeah, they mention Stonehenge around there and stuff, and yeah, apparently they went, some of the members did go on to be in a band called Zygote, but I'm told that another member went on to be in Hawkwind. Don't know if that's true or not, but I could hear it in the music, and yeah, both those bands I came to my mind after some conversations and record postings on a Facebook group I'm subscribed to. And yeah, one of the same groups, there was a posting of a band from the early 80s called Barbed Wire, and it said, oh, it's too bad that good bands, too bad they were anti-fascist. And I couldn't help but comment and say, yeah, what should it, should they have been like white power, like a lot of the other shitty bands that were associated with Oi back in the early to mid-80s, and yeah, there was no response, but yeah, pretty lame stuff, white power, and it's good that there's bands that are anti-fascist and stand against it, like this band that we're going to hear right now, a band called The Prowlers from Montreal, and this is from an upcoming track called On the Run. This is a track called Oi Against Racial Prejudice. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Won't let nightmare get in the way of the Lord Christ over you today. part of the problem if you don't give a damn. You gotta fucking fight, they'll turn unless they stand. Show them your colors when you're down on the street. The colors of the working class struggle for unity. Facing the aggressor, part of the game. So get back up and show them the same. Not being racist is not enough. You gotta fucking fight if you want it to stop. Won't let it ever get in the way. Let the lower class struggle for unity.
Yeah, it's Mickey Fitz in the business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
All right, a four-song anti-racist, anti-Nazi set on Generation Annihilation. Start things all off with the Prowlers from an upcoming album called On the Run. The track is called Oi! Against Racial Prejudice. And we follow with an act from Bristol, England called Spanner with a track called Always Anti-Fascist. And that's on a split with a band called Acts of Sedition. The name of the release is called History Lessons. It's a split EP. And we follow with an act from Montreal, another act from Montreal, who I don't think are around anymore. Haven't been around since the early 2000s. They may have gotten back together, but I haven't heard anything for a very long time. Track called Don't Let Them Win. And we follow with The Oppressed out of Wales, who are the act to bring Sharp Skinheads Against Racial Prejudice from the United States and show the people over in England what it was all about. Yeah, Substitute was the name of the track, reworking of a Who song, and pretty clever at that. Yeah, racism sucks. Don't have to be a political genius or rocket scientist to know that it's just plain and simply stupid. So yeah, we're gonna get into an act right now They're from Alberta. They've been here a few times, and they'll be back here September 12th at Pat's Pub playing with Bishop's Green. And the band is called Knife Dogs on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
And you've been tested. Pull out your hair now. they will support you. And to wave goodbye to childish things that contort you. Never know when the weekend rolled around.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Start things all off with Knife Dogs. L-O-A is the name of the track. And, yeah, this is on a compilation put out by Not Your Buddy Records, same as Not Your Buddy Productions, that do a lot of cool shows around town. They are doing the show which the Knife Dogs will be playing, and that is September 12th at Pat's Pub with Bishop's Green, the Knife Dogs we played, Sound City Hooligans, and All Out Panic. Yeah, the track we heard was called LOA. Followed with the GC5 from the Horseshoes and Hand Grenades CD release. It's on a record label called Leprock. This band was from the States somewhere. Can't remember where exactly, but yeah, they were pretty cool. Track we heard was called Strings Attached. And then we followed with Reducers SF from the Bay Area. This is on a TKO Records compilation, Punch Drunk. They were on many Punch Drunk compilations. TKO Records out of the Bay Area put out, I guess, a good 5 or 6 Punch Drunk compilation CDs. They're still in existence in some form. And followed with the Class Assassins out of Toronto, Ontario, from a 7-inch of theirs on the Rebel Time Records out of Hamilton, Ontario. We heard a track called Start Again. And yeah, right now we're going to get into a band who will be playing tomorrow at the 333 space here in Vancouver. The band is from Edmonton. They're called No Problem. And this is a track called We Got Secrets on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back.
is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation with three acts that will be playing tomorrow at the 333 space. No Problem from Edmonton from the We're Already Dead release. We heard a track called We Got the Secrets, and that is on Deranged Records, followed by Oaf, Locals. The Hunt was the name of the track. It's off their demo. And we ended the set off with Puramania from their self-titled demo release thing. So, yeah, that all goes down tomorrow at the 333 space. And you'd be in your best interest to get yourself down there because it'll be a good one. And I'll tell you about a show that's going on tonight. 2014 Cordon Fiesta put on by Billy Hopeless. It's an end-of-summer party with the Ramones. Everybody's favorite Ramones cover bands, the Dirty Jacksons, and plus there's Corn on the Cob and beer sponsored by Vancouver's craft brewery known as Bomber Brewing. And that's at the Smiling Buddha Cabaret. So yeah, Corn Fiesta tonight. Check it out. And check out Generation Annihilation online. Check out our playlists and podcasts at www.generationannihilation.com. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next with my good man Coleman. And enjoy yourself on this Labor Day, September, late August, early September, long weekend. And very fittingly, we're going to play you with a working song from the Minutemen. This is a track called Working Men Are Pissed. Here we go.
Working men are pissed. Can you see and or hear feel they stuck the boxes? I'll put it in simple words. Working men are pissed. Working men are pissed. I'm pissed. I'm pissed.
This is Ben from Greymaker.
This is Pastor the What.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Brett Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Dill from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood. Half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, citr.ca. In UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Yeah.